The most common housing discrimination issue in Montana is landlords not making accommodations for service and assistance animals. That's according to Pam Bean, executive director of Montana Fair Housing, a private nonprofit that addresses housing discrimination. Bean says accommodations and housing in the state are protected under the Federal Fair Housing Act and Montana Human Rights Act, allowing for both service and assistance animals. She says people with disabilities can request accommodations for disability-related needs.
Any animal that is needed for a person with a disability is considered a service or assistance animal, regardless of what the doctor or the household might call it.
Bean notes that service animals help people perform tasks, while assistance animals can help with things like emotional support. She says housing providers can't charge fees for approved service or assistance animals, even if they normally charge a pet deposit, for instance. Bean expects there likely will be a marked increase over the next month in the number of filings with state and federal agencies over the issue of service and assistance animals. Bean says in most cases, requests for animal accommodations are meant for people with permanent disabilities. Those in need of assistance on a shorter-term basis can run into issues. Bean gives the example of someone who needs an assistance animal for a year, but is living in a place where pets aren't allowed. She says people have to sort out how the lease is going to be handled and what will happen to the animal and its owner at the end of that time.
Can we set the lease up so that it's not interfering with the anticipated expiration of this request, because we don't want to see the household get slammed with lease break fees or something like that.
Bean says housing providers have a right to know how a person's disability affects their life, that it will be for a substantial amount of time, and the animal's role in aiding that person. However, they are not entitled to know a person's specific diagnosis. Unfortunately, she says many people look online and pay for a statement saying their pet is an emotional support animal.
Obviously, a lot of those are fraudulent. And so consumers are really wasting money by going to those sites, and housing providers are wondering, is this an acceptable form to verify disability?
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.